For many Christians, today marks the Epiphany, when wise men, or three kings, bring gifts to Jesus in Bethlehem. NPR's Miguel Macias says in Spain it's a holiday not to be missed because of the food and the presents.
Hola, Miguel. Me han traído una cosa para pintarnos.
That is six-year-old Paula, reporting to me over WhatsApp on what the three kings left for her this morning. Gonzalo is her five-year-old brother, who's barely been able to sleep in anticipation. Their mother, Ana Ramirez, says that Gonzalo has been asking her for days, how long until the kings come? Was I a good boy?
The wise men have a very particular role in the Bible, in the New Testament.
Esteban Ruiz is an anthropology professor at the University Pablo de Olavide in Seville.
They represent a connection between the Eastern and Western traditions. These so-called Eastern magicians represent that link, and how these characters come to recognize the arrival of Jesus Christ.
And like all the best holidays, food is at the center. Yesterday, I woke up to the sounds of a mixer in the kitchen. My girlfriend, María Jesús, is making a roscón de reyes.
It's basically a spongy dough. It's sweet, and it's shaped in the form of a large donut. Sometimes it's just a cake with no filling, and sometimes it has some filling. I like the ones with whipped cream inside. Another thing that is important about the Three Kings cake is that it comes with a dry bean inside and a little present.
If your portion gets the bean, you're responsible for getting the cake for your family the next year. But roscón is not an easy thing to make from scratch, and honestly, most people just buy from a bakery, but the good ones are coveted, and you have to order them in advance.
Sí, estamos haciendo la cola para comprar el roscón de reyes.
Charo Mena waits outside of Panadería Ana in Seville. Right after noon on January 5th, the bakery is so busy today that they had to rearrange their counter to face the street, and clients wait in a long line along the narrow sidewalk.
Pues nada, estamos en Sevilla, y hoy es el día grande aquí de reyes.
Ana Fernandez is the manager at the bakery, and it's a big day for her shop. I ask her how many roscones they sell on a day like this.
Unos 400, una cosa así.
400 roscones de reyes. Later in the afternoon, the three kings make their appearance at the parade that goes through the city, and it is a party. The cabalgata in Seville has 33 floats this year. People on the floats throw candy, also some presents, but mostly lots and lots of candy. And kids, adults, everybody's happy. It is pure joy. But these cabalgatas have also turned into a bit of a performance, as anthropologist Esteban Ruiz explains.
These days, cabalgatas have become an event for the masses, much more connected to consumerism than any other religious practice.
But you know what? In the morning of January 6th, the magic of the Reyes Magos fills homes across the country, and not just for kids. Me, I got a pair of cool boots, a hat, and some chocolate. And I may have even heard the kings on their camels bringing our presents last night. Miguel Macias, NPR News, Seville.